So I want to welcome you all. And what I want to say is, first, I want some special prayers in your heart lifted up for. I have a cousin who's a in an organization that church plants. And he is in a country that is very Muslim, and they need prayer. So if you'd remember, my cousin's name is Rick, and he is doing some special work in a Muslim country to help with some church planting. So if you just remember him and the work they're doing behind the scenes in that land. And also, if anybody feels under the weather, feeling down in any way physically, I want to remember them, and especially Cindy, who usually joins us. She doesn't feel good today. And also sister-in-law Sandy, who usually joins us too, her and her friend Millie. They're doing okay, but, you know, we always need that extra prayer. So if you have, and if you have any loved ones yourself that you want to lift up in prayer, if you want to even mention them in your prayer, please feel free to do so. So we want to keep a special unity in the spirit for all of us. And with that said, I will start, and Gil, if you'd join, and Jack, if you would finish it, unless Richard joins us at the end, okay?
Okay.
Heavenly Father, place your holy angels around us to protect us from any influence of the enemy's devices that can distract us in this sacred time with you. Keep us out of the enemy's radar. Let nothing interfere with our unity before you, Father. Blind the eyes, deafen the ears of the enemy so that they will be in fear and trembling of what you have destined for us to see, to hear, and to do, what is destined for these high holy days that you have assigned from the beginning. Father, first of all, we repent of anything that is unholy in your spirit. We repent of our words and deeds that have divided us through race and color and all that has been harmful to our brothers and sisters in Jesus, Yeshua. We plead the blood of Jesus, your Son, to cover us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We decree and declare that we repent for the United States of America against all racism that divides us. We repent of all the mockery of our leaders and those in authority who have been chosen to lead us at this time. We repent of all the lies and deceit that we have listened to from the media. We turn our back to all of the lies being promoted about sex, abuse, perversion, to the point of denying the sacredness of marriage. Father, we thank you for this opportunity and power from Jesus to cast the enemy and all his minions back to the gates of fire and hell, all in Jesus' name. Father, we blow the trumpet of salvation today with our brothers and sisters of separation through traditions that must be broken. We join with our brothers and sisters who do not yet know that Yeshua is the Messiah they long for. We blow the trumpet that calls us to battle the enemy who has deceived and blinded our brothers and sisters who do not know of the marvelous things you have done for us through Yeshua, Jesus. We want all to know of the great love you have for us, expressed through your Son, that you had him pay a great price for us to show us how much we mean to you. We proclaim and decree over America to once again be based on the following of Jesus Christ and the Word, that we would lay down all that divides us so that we live in peace and harmony with no division, but with unity in faith, hope, and love. A land established on kingdom principles, your kingdom principles, for all of us together recognizing that this is your land, a land of promise, milk, and honey, but most especially a land and a people who are unified in establishing and living your kingdom life in a way that prepares us for the fullness of the kingdom on earth, as you have promised in your word. Father, we are here now to draw closer to you. We can see, we can do nothing with our problems that we face, but with you all things are possible. Sometimes we are discouraged, feel defeated, and the enemy is too strong and cannot be stopped. But Father, the hope you have placed in us because of Jesus, your Son, we proclaim, we are overcomers. We are the head and not the tail. We proclaim as your army that we are assured of victory. Father, as we work with you to do your will in our land, to bring to us your prosperity, protection, and posterity, that it belongs to us now and for all eternity. And Father, bless all my brothers and sisters who are with me now. Give them divine health and divine wisdom to continue as your warriors to see the victory that lays before us. We believe and receive all of this in Jesus, Yeshua, our Lord, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.
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 Father, we come before you now as your sons and daughters and through Christ. We thank you for this day, for this festival of Rosh Hashanah, new beginning, time of repentance and a time of forgiveness. We ask for forgiveness, Lord, as we glorify you for all that you have done. What we seek is forgiveness for how we have set aside that relationship that you had created for us from the very beginning, from which we have turned away and have gone astray. Lord, forgive us for our transgressions. Forgive us for our pride. Forgive us for things that we have done out of ignorance and out of rebellion. Lord, as we come before you now in these times, in this particular time, we know that you have a plan and that your plan has been in place for quite some time, for a long time. And it is on your will that things begin to happen to your and according to your timing. Lord, we don't know when exactly things will fall into place, but we are assured that by your word, you will be returning. We pray, Lord, that upon your return, when that happens, that your people are standing there with pure hearts, looking to the heavens in praise and glory of your coming. And Lord, we pray that we are worthy to welcome you back. We pray that in this time, as we begin a new beginning in this time, a new year, in the festival of Rosh Hashanah, that you remind us what repentance and what forgiveness is really all about. Your Spirit, we pray, please, Lord, touch upon the hearts of your daughters, of your sons, and help us understand your truth of what it is to repent. It is not something in the mind. It is something in the heart. It goes very deep. And it is really what is that fire that cleanses us of our transgressions, that allows us to be able to come before you again in clean white robes in your presence as we uplift our prayers of praise. They will be heard because, Lord, we know that you are a righteous God and that as a righteous God, you will only hear the prayers of those who are righteous through faith. So we come before you now, Lord. We ask that you touch each of us individually across this land and across this world. Those who have heard your voice and those who have accepted you as their personal Lord and Savior by the work of Christ on the cross, a finished and complete work that has destroyed evil and that has proclaimed your glory through the ages of who you are and of your love and of your unyielding covenant, everlasting covenant that you have made, that you are a God of his word. And we thank you, Lord, for all of that. We now ask, Lord, that repentance begins with each of us individually. It begins in the church of God. It begins in our individual households, that we acknowledge where we have fallen short. We open up our hearts and our spirit to your forgiveness as we forgive others and ask for forgiveness for things that we have done that have set things akinder. We have done so much as a people, as individuals, that it is just amazing that we are still not yet to the point of the judgment that had befallen on the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lord, we have gone so far astray, but by your grace, we are able to still yet come before you. Only through repentance are we able to be able to lift our prayers to you. So, Lord, we come before you now. I pray for every one of us, for our families. And as a nation, we have seen our families under attack and our families being destroyed over the decades through divorce, through other atrocities, and through acts of our own of rebellion. We seek pleasure. We seek wealth. We abandon your truth. It is time, Lord, that you come back again with your spirit, that you touch upon every single one of us, that we begin within our own household, that we reach out to our children, to our parents, to our grandparents, to our relatives, to our relations, and we seek forgiveness for all that we have done, and we seek a way to reconcile all that has transpired that have torn our families apart. Lord, we know that you have a natural order, and we have gone far from that. We have turned the household upside down. We have turned our tents, our homes, inside out with rebellion. We have invited evil to come in, whether by lust, by pride, by greed, by selfishness. We have abandoned the truth. It is time, Lord, that we wake up and we come back around. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit, for the gift of your Spirit. And Lord, as you have said through your prophet Malachi, that you will restore the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a curse. Heavenly Father, we look around us now and we see that indeed there is a curse on the land. Millions of unborn have been slaughtered in the name of selfishness, in the name of pride, in the name of rebellion. Lord, we know those voices who have been murdered in the womb cry out. Lord, we know that you are angered. Lord, we come before you now. We ask that your Spirit touch upon the hearts of all of us who have transgressed in some way. Open us, Lord, up to your Spirit. Open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, to see what we have done as a nation. It's been an abomination through the decades, and it is time now that we wake up and we come before you in all humility and ask for forgiveness. We first must forgive each other, and it is a time of restitution, of reconciliation, and it begins first in each of our individual homes, and from our homes to our communities, and from our communities then to our cities, our states, and then ultimately our nation. Lord, we come before you now and pray in the name of Jesus that as a nation, as a people, as individuals, our eyes are open, our hearts are open, and that you touch each of us and give us the courage to move forward, to initiate that first step of repentance and in asking for forgiveness. Because until we come before you with a contrite heart, we cannot move forward as an effective army in your name, under your banner. You have promised us victory, and we know that that promise is there. We now must do our part, and that begins with repentance. So, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this festival of Rosh Hashanah. Thank you for your word. And most importantly, thank you for the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, on that cross that made it all possible through his death on that cross and resurrection. He has become a witness for all time of your grace, of your love for your people, and of your power and your holiness. Lord, thank you for this day and for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Father, we thank you for this day that you've given to us to remember you and remember your word and your commands to us to worship you with all of our heart, with all of our hearts. Father, I pray that as we need to understand Rosh Hashanah better, Lord, that you would bring it to the forefront of the minds of your people. Lord, I confess I don't really, I have not studied Rosh Hashanah. And so, Lord, where I need to learn more and where the church needs to learn more and understand better, Father, I pray that you would reveal to us what it is that you would want us to consider about Rosh Hashanah and apply it to our lives. Father, I do agree that your church, especially, Lord, I'm praying right now for the United States, that we, your people, need to be brought to repentance. Father, repentance is a gift from you. I need your gift. Lord, the people in your church who are called by your name need your gift of repentance, that we would actually understand in a deep way where we have fallen short, where we have offended you, where we have allowed idolatry to take over our hearts rather than seek you with our whole heart. Lord, I know I have missed it in so many places, and Lord, you are convicting me of sin. And I am grateful for that. Conviction of sin is a benefit to all of us. And Lord, I pray that you would convict us of sin, we in your body, that we would be holy, 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 and then entirely holy, seeking you with our whole hearts, that we would be right before you. Father, as I'm reading Isaiah, Lord, I'm recognizing that the Israelites did a lot of right things, but they added idolatry to it. Lord, I pray that you would help us to see where we have gone astray, where we have allowed idolatry to touch us, to entice us, where we have put our hearts upon the things that we own, the pleasures that we have, the reputations that please us. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray all of the things, the various things that are idolatries, Lord, that you would convict us, and that you would grant us that great gift of repentance. And Father, also grant us the great gift of the fear of the Lord. Father, I pray for your body today, that we would be right before you. And Lord, I ask that you would pour your spirit out upon Puerto Rico. Father, there's so many people who are in shock, deep pain. Father, reveal yourself to these precious people. Wrap your arms of love around them. Make provision for them. Father, I pray that many people would come into the kingdom of God because of this great difficulty that has stirred their hearts to cry out to you. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you would turn this desperate situation and work it for eternal good. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Coming up, Revelation 3, where it says, you say, I am rich,
I have acquired wealth. I do not need a thing. But you do not realize you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness and salve on to put on your eyes so you can see. So, Father, we are. This is the church that is so lukewarm, and I feel like in America that's what we are. We think we're rich, but we don't realize that your definition is that we are blind and poor. And so, Father, help us to seek you, to seek your riches, your spiritual wisdom to know you. Thank you that we can know you personally. Such a blessing that we can know you because of what Jesus did. I thank you for what Jesus did. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've told us we need to do that. I pray today for that peace. I pray for the land. They try to divide the land, but you said you would give them much more land than they currently have, from the Nile to the Euphrates. So I pray for you to increase their land and not decrease it, because you're cursing them by doing that. So, Father, we want to bless them and not curse them. And I pray for Trump today. If he has to make decisions, that you would guide and direct him, give him godly counsel today in all that he says and does. I pray for the harvest to come. You say the fields are white for harvest. Lift up your eyes and see. So I need to lift up my eyes, help each of us on the phone to see today someone who is ready for harvest, who is white for harvest. Get us out there in the fields where the harvest is, so that we can see what you have for us. And I want to repent of all these babies that have been sacrificed through abortion. Really sacrificed to Baal, because he wanted babies murdered. And so we confess that our country has turned to the idol of Baal. We ask that you would remove that and forgive us. So many you can do. We thank you that we can come into your presence. I do pray for divine health and healing for the ones, people we can think of in our own minds as dear friends and people that are suffering right now from illnesses, that you would help them, the ones that Michael mentioned, the ones that are in our hearts. Thank you that you are the God who heals. Your name is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. And we ask for your peace in our hearts today. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If no one else has a prayer, Jack, if you would finish it up, please.
Certainly. Heavenly Father, we come to you today as your children. All of us belong to the Lord Jesus Christ who are on this call. Heavenly Father, we just praise you, the Almighty God, for all the great blessings that you have given us, this gift of life and the gift of being in America, and to have enjoyed so many blessings that you have given upon this country. Father, we come to you today in unity, in mind, in spirit, and in agreement, Heavenly Father, to save this country and to repent, Heavenly Father, for all the wrongs that have taken place within this country. Father, as we pray for our country, we also pray for those individuals who are with us on a normal basis and who have special prayer requests. Father, we pray for Michael's cousin, Rick, with the planning of churches that he has indicated are in a dangerous area. And Father, we just praise you and thank you for giving almighty protection to those people that are going into Muslim territory and doing this kind of thing. Father, we just pray for them greatly. Father, we pray for those who are under the weather today, Cindy, Sandy, Millie, and others, Heavenly Father, that are just not in perfect health today. And Father, we ask that you would give them healing and divine health, and that they would be healthy. And Father, we just praise you, Lord, for the trumpet of salvation that you have given us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we just let that trumpet ring out for all of us, that we are saved, and as a result, we are different than others who are not. And Father, let us be a great example to those who are out there, that they will understand and see your glory in us. Father, let our voices be of your truth, and let it ring out as the shofar, far and wide across this land, Lord, to share the truth, not just of what is happening in government and schools and elsewhere, but your truth, all truth, Heavenly Father, and of course the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for President Trump, and we ask, Lord, that you continue to anoint him and to help him as he puts forth his agenda, as you promised in his campaign. And Father, we pray divine protection, divine energy, and divine health for him, and a divine clarity of thinking, that he can outthink those around him that are plotting evil. Father, we just pray that you will reveal the truth regarding corruption across this country and those who are resisting President Trump and his administration and their plan, that those people will be outed and they will be shown in the light. And once they're shown in the light, that people will know and rise up and do the right thing. Father, we repent. So we repent of all the wrongdoing that we have done in each of our states in this land. And Father, so we ask for a new beginning for America, and that it will be in your will, in your kingdom, and through your salvation. Heavenly Father, you're a great and awesome God. We pray for each and every person on this call, Lord, that you will bless them and give them also divine protection. Give them divine health and divine energy, and give them the courage, Heavenly Father, to speak the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and of all things. Father, we especially pray for Michael, the leader of the Strike Force of Prayer, that you will indeed give him divine protection, strength, and energy, and the ability to discern those things that he needs to do to advance the kingdom of God through the Strike Force of Prayer phone call. Father, we're just in awe of the change of the seasons and as this new year of Rosh Hashanah begins. And Father, we just praise you, Almighty God, for everything that you have given us in so many ways as we look into our own hearts and see how blessed we are compared to so many others across this land. Father, these are the things we ask in the name, power, and authority of the one true Messiah, Mashiach Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all very much for today. God bless you, and go in peace and tranquility throughout the day, uplifting our brothers and sisters wherever they are. And I just wanted to let you a couple of announcements. I'll have some on the Strike Force of Prayer. You can always listen to this conference call if you want to go back and relive it in your spirit. And also, we will soon have a web page going that will put some instructions or some information on praying and prayer. I hope to develop that over the next week or so. And also, if you ever need to call, you can always give me a call. My phone number is on the Strike Force of Prayer. And I wanted to make two other things clear. There's on the Strike Force of Prayer, there's two connecting links. One to Melissa's prayer group called Rocking the West Coast with Prayer, and also Mark Taylor's Prophecy, and of course Larry Nichols' area. But just those two. Melissa has a beautiful prayer on repentance on her webpage, and Mark has just put up his blessing, his prayer on 9/11. So if you'd like to read those or use those for your own private prayer and meditation, those are two good sources. I've read them and prayed over them myself, so that's really good. So I just want to encourage you. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend,
And we'll see you next Thursday. And that's all I can say today. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Michael. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Good night.